UFO Reporting Center?
Calling from Los Angeles.
Yes.
I've got to make this fairly short because I've got to get back to my doctor's at 2:30. The FAA and the Air Force gave me this number.
Yes.
And I'd like to report something that happened to my girlfriend and I last night in Topanga Canyon.
Okay, would you describe it, please?
And by the way, we called the Malibu police, and they said that three other people had reported similar things. It's just nothing that we're imagining.
Okay.
We were driving up Coast Highway number one, Pacific Coast Highway. Are you familiar with that area?
Yes, I am.
And we backtracked and decided to go up to Panga Canyon Road, which is it goes pretty high up into the canyon country. Do you know where Topanga Canyon is?
Yes.
Okay.
Very familiar with it.
All right. There's a place where old Topanga Canyon goes to new Topanga Canyon. There's a real high ledge that goes deep, deep down. You can overlook the canyon.
Okay.
At any rate, this gets weirder as it goes on. Out of nowhere appeared over our car a brilliant light that was hovering about, I'd say, 50 feet on top of our car.
Okay.
And at first we thought it was a helicopter, a police helicopter or something, except that we realized that we didn't hear any sound. And we looked up and we could see clearly the defined shape of a pie-shaped object, a saucer. I mean, I hate to, use that term.
Okay.
Saucer-type object. There was a rim. We could see a rim, and then within the rim was this just one big brilliant light that kept shining on our car.
Okay. Was this like a beam of light?
Yes.
Okay. Was that in the form of a beam or a cone?
It was a wide cone.
Okay.
A wide cone.
Okay.
Covered, I'd say a good, maybe 50 feet in diameter.
Okay.
But it was very, very bright. At any rate, we turned the car around, and we decided to go back down the canyon, and this damn thing kept following us. It kept at the speed we were going, at the same speed we were going, it was following us. It was above our car about 50 feet,
okay.
I'd say. And we kept looking up, and it was there, and if we would go faster, it would go faster. If we would slow down, it would slow down. And we had the distinct impression that it was pursuing us. And the only noise that I felt that we could hear was the sound that a transformer would make, like a hum.
All right.
A high-pitched hum.
Okay.
Then I told my girlfriend, we better get out of here. So I accelerated the car, but you got to be very careful on Topanga Canyon because it's a very windy road. And when I tried to accelerate the car, my engine went out. The lights went out. Everything went out.
Okay.
And we got out of the car thinking that we were going to run away. I'm telling you, my girlfriend was almost to the state of hysteria. In fact, later on, we went to Cedar Sinai emergency room when I got home, when we got to our home here. When we got out of the car, we got even a better look at it. We saw that it was not a helicopter. And within, I'd say, seconds, it just went straight up in the air. And as quickly as it appeared, that's how quickly it vanished.
Okay.
At any rate, we got back into the car, and the car started. And we got down to the Coast Highway. We came home to Los Angeles, and my girlfriend was very, very badly shaken up. She's a nurse. I'm an accountant. We went to Cedars-Sinai emergency room, and we had broken out in blisters on the backs of our hands. My girlfriend, where she was wearing a necklace, you could see the mark where the necklace was. I wear glasses. You could see on my face the glass mark. And we have a very nauseous all night and diarrhea.
Okay, now did that, was that like a bad sunburn?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it's like a bad sunburn, but it's weepy. They're weeping blisters.
Okay.
And I sure didn't have it. We didn't have this when we went out. At any rate, we did call the Malibu police when we got home, and they said that three other people had called concerning similar incidents that evening.
In the same area?
In the same area, the Tama Canyon area.
Okay.
It was an Officer Burns that I had spoken with.
Okay.
And we're going to go back to the doctors today at 2:30, so I can't stay too long, and I don't want to get terribly involved with the... even the doctor said I should, I could report this. I'm not prone to these far out situations, sir, but it was the most amazing thing I've ever seen in my life. It's really quite frightening.
Okay. Now, was your girlfriend an RN?
Yes, she's a registered
okay.
nurse.
Now, what time did that occur?
It occurred, I would say, approximately at 12:30
okay.
in the evening.
That's this morning?
Yes. Hmm. My girlfriend works at the Wadsworth Veterans Hospital.
Okay. What was the name of that veterans hospital?
The Wadsworth Veterans Hospital.
Okay. Now, do you have any estimate of the diameter of the object?
It was about 50 feet in diameter.
Okay. Now, do you remember the color of that cone of light?
White.
Okay.
White with, but there was some blue in it, blue around the edges.
Okay, now when you were exposed to that beam of light, did you detect any change of temperature?
No, but our skin tingled.
Okay.
And it felt like there was a little, I don't know, electrical feeling in your skin.
Okay.
And then for a brief moment, to tell you the truth, neither of us even could remember what happened. It was almost as if we had blacked out.
But you feel that that was a very short duration?
I think so. I have no way of knowing.
Okay. Did you detect any unusual odors at the time?
Come to think of it, yeah. I would say like burnt cinnamon.
Okay. Did you have any trouble restarting your car?
At that point, I can't, to tell you the truth, I can't remember.
Okay.
I don't know. I think maybe a couple clicks and it started. I can't remember.
Okay. Have you seen any other problems with the car since you got home?
No.
Okay. Now, were there any other unusual physical traces with you or your lady friend?
No.
Okay. And how long do you feel this entire incident went on?
I feel that it followed us for about 10 minutes.
Okay.
And then out of the car, maybe a minute or so. But it was when we were out of the car is when I kind of lost track of what was going on for a while.
Okay.
Do other people report things like this?
Well, yes, sir, they sure have. They've been reporting them for years. Now, what was the name of the doctor you were going to?
Well, we went to the Cedars-Sinai emergency room, and I don't recall the
oh,
name
okay.
of the doctor.
Okay.
Because of my job, I really don't want to get
I understand.
Fairly visible, because when you talk about this to people, we are going to go see a psychiatrist. We weren't hallucinating. I didn't make this rash up.
Yes. Okay, could I get your name?
Sir, I don't want to give my name.
Okay. Is there any way we can get back to you if we need more information?
Well, what more information would you need? I'm going to go back to the doctors. I can't call you back. It's just that my girlfriend has a governmental job. And
right.
You've got to understand, this is of such high strangeness that people tend, if it gets out, they tend to look at you as if you're weird or something.
I understand. Okay, what we would like to do after you visit your doctor, if you feel like it, we'd like to hear what his diagnosis of the injuries is.
And what do they do with all this data?
What do we do with it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we compare it with other similar cases over the past years, mm-hmm. which gives us a basis for determining the reality of what is going on.
Is this something that the government is doing?
No. No, the this type of incident has occurred off and on throughout the United States and overseas for the last 40 years.
I've read about things like this, but reading it is one thing. But when you see it firsthand, I don't know how to explain it. I don't know how to explain it.
It can be very traumatic.
And other people do call you?
Oh, yes. We get, we're averaging about six calls or six reports a day right now, and that's very, very quiet. We cover all of North America.
Well, what is this thought to be?
Well, there's, of course, three or four different theories. My own personal opinion is that these are objects coming in from outer space. I've been studying the subject for 36 years.